O Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth shall declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Christ has appeared to us. The Christ has appeared to us.
Thank you. A reading from Titus chapter 3. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others and hating one another. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. The saying is trustworthy, and I want you to insist on these things, so that those who have believed in God may be careful to devote themselves to good works. These things are excellent and profitable for people. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yesterday, we heard of Jesus' baptism when, as Luke tells us, the people were waiting in expectation, questioning whether John the Baptist might be the Christ. Not only does John make it plain that he is not the Christ, but as Jesus is baptized, it is Jesus who is made manifest as the Spirit-anointed Son of the Father. In that baptismal stream, the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared. Luther captures that in his great baptismal hymn. There stood the Son of God in love, his grace to us extending, the Holy Spirit like a dove upon the scene descending, the triune God assuring us with promises compelling that in our baptism he will thus among us find a dwelling to comfort and sustain us. But our text from Titus 3 does not begin there. Paul will come to the epiphany of God our Savior, but he starts elsewhere. The text picks up with his past as well as our own. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others, and hating one another. We often speak of this Epiphany season as a time of radiance and light, and so it is. But the brightness of God's mercy and the glow of his grace are seen against the dark backdrop of our sin. Elsewhere, the apostle describes life apart from Christ as being dead in trespasses. And now he gives the pathologist report, showing the effects of sin. Foolish, that is, without the wisdom of God, so that we die, so that we live and die by our own lethal knowledge, declaring for ourselves what is good and what is evil. Disobedient, that is, we close our ears to the voice of the Good Shepherd and insist that our own twisted will, not his perfect and gracious will, be done in our lives. In that disobedience, we live under the illusion of freedom And yet we are led astray by powers that are too great for us, held captive by passions which lord themselves over us, promising pleasure, yet delivering pain, offering heaven, but giving hell. And if that is not enough, we fritter our fleeting lives away in the futility of evil doing and unsatisfied envy. We spend these dark days as both objects of hate and in love with hating other people, or in the categories often used today, we are both victims and victimizers. That is the human story, the very saga of life under the curse of sin. But it is into this darkness that the light has come. And so the apostle declares, but when the goodness and loving kindness of God, our Savior, appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that we, being justified by grace, might become heirs of the hope of eternal life. Why did Christ appear? He came to redeem us, to rescue us from the futility of unrighteousness, which has as its destination eternal condemnation. He came into our flesh to be our brother, to be our Savior, taking our sin unto himself and putting it to death, his death on the cross. His baptism in the Jordan would mark him for that death. Baptized with a sinner's baptism, he would die a sinner's death. The death would not be for himself on account of his sin, but out of his unbounded mercy to be your Lord, his death would be for you. Jesus was baptized into your death, and now you are baptized into his death. And now in this baptism, where God's word is joined to the water, you are a recipient of the washing of regeneration and renewal. Your sins are washed away, and your life is made fresh and new, and you are given a future in Jesus' resurrection from the dead. It's all there in your baptism. And that's why Paul says, this indeed is a trustworthy saying, certain, because God has done it, and he declares it to be so with his name and word. Our text started with a catalog of the old works, the carnal behavior which has no future except destruction and condemnation. These are renounced in baptism, as we renounce the devil and all his works and all his ways. And our text ends with new works, works which are the fruit of faith. Paul says that we are to be careful to do them, for they are excellent and profitable for people. And so today, we come back to our lives in this place, as teachers, students, workers, and helpers of various kinds. We might sigh that Christmas is over, and it's back to the same old, the usual patterns and routines. Well, yes and no. Yes, we are back to the place where our callings have brought us. There are lectures to give, classes to attend, papers to grade, projects to complete. just like before. But it's different. For the goodness and kindness of God our Savior has appeared. He's appeared in your baptism, where you continue to be the recipient of his justifying work. And that frees you for a life of good works, which glorify his Father and serve the neighbor here in this time and here in this place. Blessed Epiphany. Amen. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, at the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan River, you proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Make all who are baptized in his name faithful in their calling as your children and inheritors with him of everlasting life. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. In our prayers, we give thanks for the birth of Samson, son of Noah and Becky Rognes. Almighty God, creator of all that exists, we thank you this day for the birth of Samson. As you have added him to the human family, so also unite him in your holy church through the waters of holy baptism. By the gracious working of your Holy Spirit, help him to grow in your nurture and admonition. that he may bring glory to you and serve others in your name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, Heavenly Father, your mercies are new to us every morning, and though we in no wise deserve your goodness, you abundantly provide for all our wants of body and soul. Give us, we humbly pray, your Holy Spirit, that we may heartily acknowledge your merciful goodness toward us, give thanks for all your benefits, and cheerfully serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Let us bless the Lord.